It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
This is it.
Guess the year.
21 gigawatts.
Yeah, Tuesday morning means Geelong, the South Coast, and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday base game. Guess the year. Here's how it works. We'll play a bit of a song and we'll cast our minds back. Through the mists of time and try and recall where we were, what we were doing at the time we first heard that song.
Where were we crying?
Yeah. Where were we smoking durries in the bushes out the back of school? No.
All good
people. I mean, I wouldn't do that. I don't know if you would do that, but nah. I don't think you're the type.
No, nah, no way.
So that will give us some sort of idea as to what year the song was released. We write it down on a piece of paper it's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Love you, Larry. Best of three arrangement. I think that's about it, isn't
that's
it?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Question number one. You ready to go?
Yep. Oh, good one.
Now, this is the original, isn't it? Okay.
Oh, okay. I've had a guess, a number came to me, and I've just written it down. I feel that I was in primary school.
Okay, so I think I've gone too high.
Okay.
Revealing 3, 2, 1.
1996.
Okay, yeah, I've gone too high. Here we go.
The year was
1994.
Oh, yes, that's a sneaky one
well
for
done.
Me.
Good on you.
Sneaky.
So 1 point to you. Question number two.
Okay, this reminds me, my friends did a live rendition of this when we went on camp.
Yeah.
Once again in primary school.
Okay.
So, I'm changing it. It's the first time I've changed it.
Okay. Revealing 3, 2, 1. 1995. Damn it.
I said 5 originally.
It was
1996.
Oh, I'll
good
take
on
that
you.
One. Thank
well
Wu.
Done.
Thank Wu very much.
Okay.
Tiebreaker. Okay. Yeah, tiebreaker. Here we go.
Now we'll go down with
it's a Dido.
Now I'll put my hands up and surrender.
This is a tune. Underrated.
Yeah, you love Dido.
I do.
Well, no, is this the work cover one? Or the work safety one? Or nah? You know, Dido's on a
well, when that when it's the ad for everybody's got to get home from work.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard. Oh, that's hard. Okay. A number came to me.
Yep, same.
Just writing it down.
Revealing 3, 2, 1. 1997. Ooh.
The year was
2003.
Oh, yes. My God.
The steal at the end.
Dido was 2003?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, because remember, that wasn't her first song. That was one that was like a hit after. Do you want to check?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it called? Dido.
White Flag.
White Flag release date. It might seem a bit late now you say it. Let's have a look. It is 2003.
2003.
There you go.
Well, there you go. We've all learned something today. Oh, and you would be talking about her other big single, the one that came out before that, Feels Like Fire, that everybody remembers.
Nah, thank you. That's her other... No, I'm not saying thank you. That was her song.
Pretty sure that was the Cranberries, mate. Just quickly, we did talk about Dido during...
Yes.
During Guess the Year, which we just played.
Yeah. And it's been a while since we thought of Dido.
Yeah. And there was a bit of a dispute about Dido's discography.
Wow.
A Dido discography dispute.
Wow. You said that really well the
Thanks,
first time.
Thanks, mate. The first time I kind of stumbled on the second time.
Okay.
But that's okay. You know, I do my best. So 2003 was White Flag. I thought it was much earlier.
Yeah.
I've gone back to Dido's discography.
Do we have a lot of Dido discography tracks in our system?
We do. We've got a lot of album tracks, weirdly.
Oh, wow.
But I'm just going to quickly run you through the big ones.
So we can't have the rap version of TLC's Waterfalls, but we can have album tracks from Dido's album.
We can have Dido's smash hit, No Freedom, from 2013.
Okay.
That got as high as number 64 on the charts in France.
Do we have Sand in My Shoes, though?
And we do have Sand in My Shoes.
I don't even know what that
from
is.
2004. That hit number 36. At least that charted in Australia. Okay, just quickly, quick rundown. This is a little trip down memory lane
Take
for everybody.
Me.
So Dido's first big single, 99, which is probably the time era I was thinking of, got to number 52 in Australia. It was Here With Me. Oh, good. Here we go.
Yes, this is the one.
Yes.
Work cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also Roswell, the TV show.
Roswell.
That was big at
okay,
that time.
Interesting. Okay, yes. Right. So then in 2000, Thank You, apparently didn't chart in Australia.
What? It didn't chart.
Number 3 in the UK,
no,
25 in.
I saw this on Rage and Video Hits. I'm sure of it.
All right. And then in 2003 is the disputed one, which I thought was much older, White Flag. Now I'll put my hands
up. Oh, yeah, feel this.
Yeah. There will be no white flag above my head. If you're just tuning in, we're doing a Dido discography deep dive.
Does she have...
There's been a dispute.
In the system, you did so well on that again.
Thanks. Thank you.
In the system, do we have the song No Freedom by any chance?
We do. God knows why.
What does that sound like?
It wasn't one of her big ones. I don't know because I don't have a hook for it. But the last big one she really had was Life for Rent, also in 2003. Sounded like a bit of... I haven't ever really found a place
that I call home. Yeah. Never stick around. Maybe everyone just got over sad music, you know?
No,
like, there's
mate,
a time and a place.
There's plenty of sad music
time
around.
Time and a
these
place,
days.
Dido.
Don't you worry about that.
Put a smile in your dial.
Tom and Loggy, just a quick shout out to Justin from Armstrong Creek who was dialing us, calling us just at the end of that little Dido discography deep dive that we did just there. I'm only going to assume he was calling to tell us to shut up and stop talking about Dido because nobody cares.
No. I think he was wondering if we have her famous song NYC in the system.
Funny you should say, like, mention that because we actually do. It sounds like this. And the
music starts. Right. This is when Dido went to Berlin and decided to get into some dark rooms.
And disappeared. Never came back. Anyway, fortunately for Justin and everybody else, as he was calling, we stopped talking about it. So he stopped calling.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Justin.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
You know how you do Loggy's Crime Club?
Yeah.
Before 7 o'clock, I've got a Tommy's Crime Club. Crime Club?
Tommy's Clam Club? What?
Tommy's Climb Club. Yeah, that's right.
Climb Club.
I've got a story about me and my mates going rock climbing. I don't have mates. You should know that.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy. On K-Rock.
Sounds like we may have the return of a show favourite.
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's a show favourite, but it's a show
not.
Something.
I was trying to make it sound nice.
So you may remember back, what was it? Maybe even 3 months ago or so around... But anyway, I made lemon curd because we had an abundance of lemons and I thought, you know what, I'm going to make some curd and I brought it in for you.
Yes. Now, you had this 1 week period where you were like, oh, my God, I'm all about curd.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, and so everything you talked about was curd and then the following week it must have run out or something and you never mentioned it again.
I know. So anyway, I brought it in. We had our curd crew and I made all the curd crew assemble because there are many people that love their curd, right?
Sorry, that's
and I got so many people. Everyone talked about it in the streets. Everyone was mentioning it. Anyway, and when you had to choose whether store-bought lemon curd or my made lemon curd was better, you couldn't tell the difference. You found that mine was the ultimate product, therefore you thought it was store-bought, and then I felt validated.
I just thought the store-bought one, the one that turned out to be store-bought, was tasted a bit chemically, and so I thought, that was definitely her. She's put some sort of cleaner in there or something, and it wasn't. No, incorrect.
No, I didn't want to poison you.
No, nice and
even
fresh.
You thought so. But now I've been baking. Well, it's not really baking, but it's making in the kitchen again. So I thought... Got to bring back curd crew, although last time it was curd and bread, right? So I couldn't use the same song.
No.
So I had to make up a new one.
Curd crew, this one's for you. Curd creations, I made it. Put it in your mouth now. Curd crew. Soft and fluffy on your taste buds. Yeah. From the top. Looks like made it. Come on, Tom, I won't even taste it. Made it in a basket. First time I've tried to attempt it. They said it's bad that I don't rate it. But just look what I'm serving you now. I like it.
Okay. Sorry, but that's not the best.
Is that supposed to make me want to eat the curd?
Yeah. So the curd that I have for you today, and I got a fresh spoon.
Looks like goat's cheese.
Well, it's ricotta cheese.
Ugh.
Still fitting in the curd, so I've made my own ricotta cheese, and you get to taste it.
What? I'm so confused. Is it curd or ricotta?
Yeah. Well, curd is in ricotta. There's like not a lot. It's curds and whey, right?
Oh.
Curds and whey. So there's a little bit of curd in ricotta. So it still fits under this umbrella.
So it's not lemon curd?
No. It's got nothing to do. There are a whole heap of different curds. That is cheese.
So here's the thing. I actively avoid ricotta.
Why?
In a life sense.
That makes this just even better.
Just because I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you'll like it. It is fresh. It is homemade. It's not infused with anything, so there's not much taste. What do you reckon? Oh, no, I don't like the way you're eating it. Don't make that sound!
It tastes like...
It's fresh, yeah? Oh, yuck. I hate your mouth. I hate your mouth.
It tastes... Like creamy.
Yes.
Goo. Creamy white goo. Is it supposed to be salty or something?
Yeah, there's a little bit of salt in there.
Where's my coffee?
Oh, you don't like it.
Mate, you're playing to the wrong audience. I don't do ricotta.
Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, there'd be a lot of people that would love this curd. Look how beautiful that is. It's fresh. It's been in a cloth for like 3 days, and now
I heard the song.
To have it.
I know. I know exactly how you the
I
whole
made it
process.
In a basket?
No. Do you know my?
Okay, fine. That's all right. This curd crew didn't work, but that's okay.
Hey, we'll wrong go audience. On. Wrong audience.
That's all right.
Honestly,
I'll get
there's
into some other curd products.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K Rock 955.
It's Tommy's time
to analyse crime in
Tommy's.
Yes!
A little live remix there because wouldn't be bothered actually doing it in the system.
Oh, Tommy's Crime Club. I thought it was going to be Tommy's Climb or Crab Climb Club.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't say it all show, but I managed to pull it off there, and that's what mattered.
Well done.
Thanks,
I'm excited
mate.
That you're getting involved in this.
Okay, so I watched something over the weekend, and I thought, hey, this would fit in perfectly for a Tommy's Crime Club.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for people who aren't familiar, Loggy's Crime Club is you basically bring docos, crime docos and whatnot to the table that you've watched and give a bit of a review, bit of an explainer, and tell us things like closure ratings and
stuff. Yeah, whether you should go and seek it out for yourself.
100%. So this one's off Amazon, which I know not a lot of people, it's not the most popular streaming service, Amazon Prime.
Who are you getting it off?
Amazon.
No, but like...
No, Amazon, mate, you've got to have your own because it's linked to your Amazon account. So if you've got your... So I can't give you my Amazon password because then you could go on Amazon and buy stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's all linked, yeah?
Right.
But the beauty of it is, and this is not a paid presentation because I'm absolutely paying for it.
Yeah.
It's like the cheapest streaming service, one of the cheapest.
How much is it?
It's like $8 a month.
Oh, okay.
It's real, well, $8.99 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you get free postage on most of your Amazon purchases as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
that's
it's like
good.
A whole packet. And it's got like Amazon Music. I mean, who's got the time?
Yeah.
But, you know, so I don't use that. But there's lots of different stuff you get for your Amazon Prime membership.
Right. Okay.
And the streaming service is one of those things.
Yeah.
So anyway. So I found this one called Missing 411, The Hunted.
Mm.
Okay. And it's basically a former detective by the name of Dave Paulides. He wrote a book about hunters that have gone missing in state parks and that kind of thing over in the States.
Oh, man, there is a rabbit hole in regards to state parks in the States.
Yeah. Right. So in 2019, he turned that book into a documentary, and I've got a little bit of the trailer for you here.
The Jeep was there. There was no map.
But he should have been back by then.
He should have been there.
Something different than I never heard before in the woods.
We did find the pelvis partially buried. A thin jacket.
Any pants?
Pants? No.
Socks?
No, because we didn't find any feet.
No feet.
Right.
Right. So national parks in America, state parks, a lot of weird stuff happens.
Yes.
A lot of people, you can go hunting in there, and mainly elk and stuff. They go
Well, why
hunting.
Would you anyway? But anyway, that's we won't get bogged
well,
down.
Well, I'm the same. So it was a little bit hard to watch because I don't get that.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, I've got a brother-in-law who's a mad hunter, loves that, goes shooting deer all the time.
Mm.
I could never, like, know that a little creature woke up that day and was like, I'm going to go about my day. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I've got these things to do. I've got some errands to run.
Yeah.
And I have something to do with them not finishing that day.
I know.
Like that being their last day ever.
Perfectly
I can't. I'm not going to be involved with that, particularly not for recreation.
Yeah.
Like, there's a grey area in terms of the fact that I still eat meat and I don't feel great about it, but I still eat it. So anyway, so that was hard watching. But the actual cases are intriguing because Dave takes you through. There are certain things that are similar amongst all the different cases.
Oh.
These common factors.
Yeah.
Like there's quite often there's a weather event that goes on, and quite often, you know, the guy, it's a lot of men. Almost all the cases were men in this particular doco. Anyway, the hunters quite often are with a group and then they get separated. So the guy that the lady was talking about in the promo that start, he went off down the hill to hide, and the other guys were going to flush a whole heap of deer down towards him.
Oh.
The dogs can follow him, his scent, to where, and they found his makeshift little hide to follow his scent to there. They're nothing. Nothing at all. Dogs couldn't find him anywhere from there. And quite often their weapons are not found either. So there's all these things that are aligned. So for the first, it goes for like an hour and a half. It's pretty long, but
it's
only
one episode. Yeah.
But for the first probably hour and 10 minutes, it's all like true crime, mystery. Where did these guys go?
Yeah.
This guy died. This one they never found again, you know, all this. And then for the last 20 minutes or so, it gets pretty supernatural. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Anything about skinwalkers in there?
Nah, not skinwalkers.
Okay.
Nah. But there's this one spot. Anyway, I'll let you watch it. But in terms of a closure rating, I can't really give you a solid, like, a 4 or 5
because
there's multiple stories. So some of them, you do get closure where you find, oh, they found the body, or they found, the guy, they couldn't find his feet. Yeah, so they know he died. But there are a few cases where they're like, and we just never saw him again. Nobody knows what happened to him. But very cool. And very creepy.
So what are you rating it out of 5?
The actual doco itself? I'm going to give it a 4.
4?
I found it compelling.
Wow. Okay. Amazon. We can watch it. What's it called again?
Missing 411. The Hunted. Check it out. Wait a second. Check it out.
Yeah.
We've got to do this live.
All right. Here we go.
It's time to analyse crime in
Tommy's
crime club.
Can't quite get that second one, can I?